fighting crime across the universe. The best looking dude in the world. Totally awesome. It's Lensman.
Help me, Lensman. I'm stuck up this incredibly tall building that also happens to be on fire.
Never fear, madam, for I, Lensman, am here to save the day.
Hurry, Lensman. My bra is burning off and my extremely large breast will soon be exposed.
Whoa, hang on. We only just met.
You're so funny, Lensman.
Shh, shh, shh.
You're too kind. Now jump on my incredibly chiseled shoulders as I save you from this raging inferno.
Lensman, I'm the mayor of Titsville. And for your bravery today, I present to you a lifetime supply of cute, adorable kittens.
Thank you, Lensman. If it wasn't for you, I would have almost certainly have died without knowing true love. Also, I'm a virgin.
Not for long.
Wake up, dickheads!
What?
We're at the studios. You ready for the show?
Oh, dude, I just got the best idea for an opening sketch. Check it out. I'm a superhero called Lensman.
Lens, that is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Snitch and Lens.
One, two, three, let's go!
And welcome to the Snitch and Lens podcast for a brand new fortnight. Joined by my friend of 20 years in the studio, it is Lindsay Price. He is in Sydney with me at Snitch and Lens Studios. I'm going to let him talk now. Lindsay, how are you?
Michael, it's great to be here. Easter Sunday, we're here.
That's right.
We're doing the hours. We're doing the time.
I mean, we could have made this an Easter special, but everyone's doing that.
Everyone's doing the Easter thing.
Nobody cares.
Well, I think some people care.
No, they don't, Lindsay. They don't
we're
care
not getting
about...
4 days off for nothing,
no.
Michael.
No. They care about getting the days off, but Easter... old news.
What about
right?
The eggs? Chocolate eggs? Did you get a chocolate egg this morning?
I haven't even had one.
You're missing out. You're missing out about Easter. That's why you're so bitter about it.
Yeah, bah humbug. That's Christmas.
That's Christmas.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. Tell you what, we got a bloody good present for you though.
Yeah.
Oh, huge podcast coming your way.
What we got, Michael?
We're going to be talking about stinky houses. House smells.
Everyone has one.
Mm-hmm. We've got a brand new concept for the podcast we're going to be bringing you away about some achievements. And also, Lindsay, we're going to be talking James Cameron.
James Cameron? What's he up to?
Oh, well, you're just going to have to wait to find out, aren't you, Lindsay?
Well, we're gonna
stop
have
jumping
to find
the
out.
Gun.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, you better be. James Cameron, director of such films as...
Avatar.
Titanic. Two top grossing films of all time.
Yeah.
In the world.
Abyss.
The Abyss. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Great film as well,
1980s. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Made a fair amount of money.
Yeah, it's doing pretty good.
Didn't do too bad. Oh, also directed Aliens, by the way.
A cult classic.
Oh, that little film.
That little... Oh.
Truly, I reckon that's his best work there.
I think so.
Just quietly. Lindsay, he's decided because, well, he can, he's going to hit the bottom of the ocean. Not just a little bit deep. Not talking like just off the coast of Australia deep. I'm talking the bottom, the deepest point in the ocean.
So this is not snorkeling. This is diving.
No, you could not snorkel down there. That's how deep it is.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, I know.
And I've snorkeled pretty deep. Like 1 or 2 meters. That, you know, when our lungs are compressing, you can feel it. So he's really down there. How far is he? Just like in the, where is he, sorry?
It's about 10 Ks down in the Mariana Trench.
Wow.
10 Ks directly down. Mm, yeah. And he did it. And there's only been two people before him that have done it in the 1950s, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
And tell you what.
You know, hats off to James Cameron. Well done.
You did well, my friend.
Yep.
You're going to be remembered for at least a couple of years after this.
A few years, maybe 1 or 2.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, we'll forget about it eventually. But for now.
Yeah. Well done. Well not done, bad. James.
Now, I've got a little bit of news, actually,
really?
Because he hasn't released what he's seen down there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of holding off, getting a little bit of suspense, because he's a film director. He knows how to do suspense.
He might use it for his next movie.
Who knows, Lindsay?
It's exciting.
You never know.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting, Lindsay. Even more exciting, I have some of it. Yeah. I have the communication of him between the ship at the surface of the ocean.
Yep.
And his ship at the very bottom of the ocean, exclusive for the Snitch and Lens podcast. I've got three little bits of it, okay? That's all they would give me. Because I got contacts in the film industry.
Yeah, because you watch films, you know.
Yeah, you
exactly. Got contacts.
You watch some films, you know some people. That's how it goes.
Okay, fair enough.
People know that. Here is the first one.
This is the Deep Sea Challenger. Launch ship requesting confirmation that the Challenger has reached the deepest point of the Mariana Trench. James, do you read it?
Woohoo, boys!
That is affirmative. James Cameron has reached the bottom. Good work, boys. Now hold on, boys. Just gonna get comfortable. James, we do have a webcam link up here, so if you could please keep your pants on. Come on, we're all guys here. Nothing wrong with letting the old schnitzel breathe. James, there's actually quite a few women on board up here, and also a group of school children on an excursion. So please remain panted. Oh, sorry. Hey, did you guys pack my space food sticks? I do apologize, James. That last detail slipped my mind. God damn it! I told you guys to pack my space food sticks so I could pretend I was in Apollo 13! Yes, we're aware, James, but it was a last-minute detail, and I do apologize. I mean, Richard Branson gets to fly his own goddamn spacecraft, and you guys can't pack me space food sticks! I do apologize, James, but we do have a very limited amount of time down there, so if we could please proceed with the exploration. No! That's it. I'm too cranky. I'm coming back up. This is what happens when I don't get my space food sticks.
Michael, don't be alarmed.
I'm not alarmed.
But I did something stupid.
That is absolutely not surprising at all.
Thanks. Thanks for having faith in me.
I don't have any faith in you.
I can tell. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for that. Thanks. But I just want you
to
know.
I'm pretty sure you should have known this by now.
I just don't want you to be alarmed. I don't want you to be panicked. But I did something stupid.
Can't promise anything, Lindsay.
I might be going to jail. You might need to bail me out.
Don't really care. Thanks. Continue.
The podcast will be dead.
Mm. Half of it will be.
I was at a friend's house the other day.
Yeah.
And I did something stupid in which I put a pizza box on top of the stove. The stove was not on. But
okay.
He freaked out and went, you can't do that because what if the stove was on and the pizza box had, you know, exploded into flames? I said, that's not going to happen.
That's what I would say. I'm going to say, I mean, I'm all for being careful, but yeah. That feels like that's a little bit over the top.
It's like, really?
I mean, come on.
It's a pizza box.
Yeah.
I'm just like, he just said, just in case. I'm like, well, let's put this to the test. Let's say.
Oh, no.
Let's raise the stakes. What if this stove is on? I turn the stove on and we just sit there for a minute and go, okay, there's a little bit of smoke.
So the pizza box is still on the stove at this
point?
Yes,
it's still on the stove.
You've turned the stove on with the pizza box on it?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Because it's not a flame,
it's not a flame stove,
not a gas one, it's just like that little element.
Pretty sure it's all pretty much the same. I mean, it all gets the same temperature, okay?
Yeah, fair enough.
I like you trying to talk down the fact that it's not a naked flame. It's all right.
It's just an element kind of thing. It's not going to do anything. It's going to be fine, kids. It's going to be fine. Turns out it wasn't that fine.
Oh, really? You don't say.
Flames burst out of that pizza box and exploded open.
Wow.
We panicked. Luckily, there was water in the sink.
Right,
so
okay.
That, you know, dishes were being washed. We put
it
in there.
Well, at least you guys were prepared for being dickheads. Good on you.
Well, me. Me being the dickhead. We put it out. I was like, okay, that was traumatic. There's a bit of smoke in the room, but we can clear that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before the girlfriend gets home. So.
Oh, no.
It's going to be okay.
Oh, you guys are doing this unsupervised too. I'm glad to hear that.
We'll talk about it for 2 minutes. We had a post pizza box fire talk.
Oh,
it was a meeting call.
You guys had a bit of a debriefing after going, now what went wrong there?
It was like, well, that isn't busted, is it?
I feel like the turning of the stove on was the bad move.
Turns out, whilst we're having this meeting, the pizza box reignited. much larger than before. It was much harder to put out.
So you got it out
we
then.
Got it out. There was a lot more smoke, though. A lot more panic.
Yeah, well.
And the best bit is I got it all on video.
Oh, good. Come check it out on the Snidgler's Facebook page. See Lindsay being a total dickhead of himself.
Kids, don't follow my example. That's what the whole podcast is. Don't follow our example.
It's what's don't do what Linz does.
It's pretty much that, dude.
Yeah. Now, Linz, you've got a bit of a problem at the moment with me.
Yes.
And with my mode of transportation. People may know that I have a scooter. I brought it up from Melbourne with me.
Look at you. Yeah. Look at you. You think you're some kind of maverick with a scooter, don't you? But
well,
you're not.
I did, Lindsay. Now, I have left it out west at my parents' place because...
Good.
Yeah, well, and this is what I want to bring up with you. Because I mentioned, hey, Linz, man, I'm bringing the scooter in the city. Just like I did in Melbourne.
You're going to get
right
killed.
Around all the time.
You're going to get killed.
And that is the first thing you react with. I do not understand this. Like, you are so against me riding my scooter.
I am really against you. I'm like your mother in this instance. I'm just like, no, you can't have a scooter in the city, no, in Sydney, because you're going to get killed. Sydney is unforgiving. No one rides a scooter in Sydney. How many people have you seen riding a scooter?
Man, have you ever come off the Anzac Bridge? There is mounds of scooters down
there. Yeah, they're all crashed.
There is not a pile of scooters at the bottom of the bridge.
Well, that's what you imply.
Just constantly on fire with people just limbs on them. No, Lindsay, they're fine. There's nothing wrong with the scooter. Now, the reason I bring this up is because, Lindsay, I heard you the other night talking to our friend Pat.
Yes.
That you wanted to borrow Pat's dinghy.
Yeah.
So you could cross across from Australia to New Zealand. Now, that is absolute suicide. Now, and people will attest to the fact that if you do that, you will die.
People have gone around the ocean, Indian Ocean, in a bathtub, Michael, eating baked beans. I'm sure I can do it in a tinny.
I think you're mixing up a fairy tale, Lindsay, or a nursery rhyme.
No.
You're talking about the Michael, candlestick maker in the bathtub?
If you can dream it, you can do it, Michael.
No, I don't think that works that way, Lindsay. It's not if you read it in a book, it can happen.
Yes. Well, okay, fair enough. But, Michael, in my defense, that was quite a few years ago that I tried to stake that claim.
All right, second argument.
Okay, here we go.
You mentioned earlier on an earlier podcast that your father is possibly looking at buying a Ducati motorbike.
Michael.
Yeah, and then you mentioned that you're hoping that he would buy it, lose interest in it, and then you would just slip in and take it.
Well, let's not beat around the bush.
Uh-huh.
A scooter is vastly different from a Ducati.
Yeah, exactly. A Ducati's got about 20 times more power.
Yeah, and looks 10 times freaking cooler.
That's 20 times more that you're going to die on it, though.
No, there isn't.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure that's how statistics work.
People are not going to see that Ducati. They're going to go, like, wow.
I'm pretty sure you have to sign a waiver when you buy a Ducati that says, I'm happy to die if I ride this thing. All right?
Well, you're going to have to sign a waiver riding a scooter saying, I'm happy to look dumb riding a scooter.
I'm happy to look dumb.
No.
Do you not know who I am?
James, we have to make contact with you in 30 minutes. How is the research going?
It's good.
James, I hate to ask this, but have you been drinking?
Drinking with the fishes!
James, we strictly prohibit alcohol on the vessel. What exactly have you been drinking?
There's a bottle of some green on the floor.
Mr. Cameron, that was a bottle of coolant. You may need that in an emergency.
What is an emergency? There's no goddamn space food six!
Oh, James, please calm down.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys. I'm gonna ram that whale. No, James, please. The craft is not equipped for that. Do not ram the whale.
You guys can't stop me! I'm James Cameron!
James, are you okay? What is your status?
I'm having a whale of a time! You guys!
That is the sound that Snitch does not like.
Oh, you got that right. No, I did not know you were going to do that.
Now, you told me this earlier in the studio, that if I do this sound, if I do a burping sound, you actually get sick.
Yeah. It is.
So, hang on. It is.
No, Lindsay. It's different. All right. That was a normal burp. You have a...
Oh, just send it over your way.
Oh, that's disgusting. There are people, listeners don't understand. Burps, yeah, sure, they're gross. But Lindsay has this type of burp that is just...
Come on, gag.
But it's just like, it just comes from the bottom of his stomach and you can just hear it coming up through his entire sternum.
It just comes,
and it explodes out of his mouth and it always reeks like shit. It's the worst.
It pretty much comes from the intestines all the way up.
It's like, honestly... No, I'm not going to say it.
I'm excited because you said you actually feel sick.
I physically feel sick. No, stop doing that.
Oh, it does sound gross.
It's just...
Oh, I've been blowing it around. Oh,
in this room. Oh, it smells now. Why would you do that?
Can you vomit?
I'm not going to. No, it just makes me.
Oh man, I think I almost threw up there. Michael, the British government is actually passing this new law to spy on its own citizens using the Secret Service.
Mm.
It's a bit, you know, it's a bit weird.
A little
funny.
Bit 1984, isn't it?
It is a little 1984.
Because I've heard that they have the most security cameras in the world there.
They do. Some people claiming it's a nanny state. Some people like they're taking too much care of the people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think we really need to do something about this, man. Oh, wait, what? It's not our country, is it? Ah, no, it cares.
They sent us here, we're staying.
Yeah, exactly. They sent us here. This is the best place ever.
It is the best place
ever. You have to hang back in George Orwell time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the film industry has actually picked up on this new law passing, actually.
The film industry?
Yeah. So they've actually started making movies about this new law, and the first one to be influenced is James Bond. Have a listen to this new trailer that just came out.
James Bond returns in his greatest adventure yet.
Bond, the British government is taking measures to spy on its own people. Your mission is to monitor them.
What am I? A goddamn surveillance camera?
Bond, you'll take this mission?
A mission so hard it will push him to his very limits.
John Smith, putting toast on. Number 6. He's a risky man.
Where the enemy is everywhere.
Margaret's putting the kettle on. Chamomile. Not my cup of tea.
Taking on his biggest challenge yet. Spying on you.
Johnny's on the internet again. Ooh, Natalie Portman. Nice choice. And hats.
Invading your lounge room this summer.
Ooh, that futon looks comfortable.
Michael, as you know, I have a new girlfriend.
Oh yeah, Dishy. The Dishta.
The Dishta. She's quite a catch.
Made a few appearances on the podcast already.
Yes, she is definitely leaving her stamp on the podcast.
Yes. Sure the listeners haven't noticed.
But the exciting thing is, you know, when you meet a new person, you meet all their friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an exciting time because you're meeting all these new personalities, people you've never met, different people.
Nothing better than new friends.
It's great. It's so much fun. But Michael, I went to one of the Dishy's friend's house for dinner.
Okay.
And it was late-ish, so I assumed dinner was cooking.
You assumed dinner was going?
I assumed dinner was cooking. I was like, oh, when we get there,
you
we'll
assumed
have
something was in the oven for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I assumed something was cooking. It's going to be great. It's going to smell great.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Dishy walk up to the door, open the door. I'm just like, oh, it smells good.
Yeah, well, man, so something's going there.
Something's going down.
Something's on for dinner.
Yep.
Okay. So far, I'm with you.
Dinner wasn't cooking.
No.
It was just the house had a smell.
Oh.
It said, that's funny because nothing's cooking. I'm like, oh. So I've just pretty much said your house smells.
That's awesome.
Nice to meet you.
James, we are seeing an unidentified object heading in your general direction. Can you please begin to resurface?
No, I'll torpedo that.
James, the craft here is not equipped with torpedoes. They were just cardboard ones you stuck on yourself. Oh, never mind. Oh, I can see it now. It's another submarine. I'm gonna try and communicate with it. It's me, Richard Branson. Not this guy again. What you doing, James?
Just researching.
That's weird, because I'm having a cocktail party over here. I'd like to invite you in, but, you know.
F*** you, Branson.
So I decided to hit the town the other night, Lindsay.
Okay, hitting the town.
I feel like I've been hitting the town a little bit
recently.
Well,
look at you, Mr. Party Animal Snitch. Come back to Sydney.
Yeah, yeah.
Tear it up like you own the place.
Yeah, I've painted the town red, Lindsay. Mm. It's been good. And the other night, though, I found myself in a bit of a sticky situation.
What happened?
I met up with a guy that claimed...
Whoa, I thought you were
No, Lindsay, sorry, that came out wrong.
Whoa.
That came out wrong. Nothing has changed that much since I came from Melbourne. Still ride a scooter, but
just the way you did that, you did a little flap of the hand. And so I was just like, you are not building a good case here, Michael.
I'm not building a great case. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not anything wrong with that. Keep going. Please continue.
I met a guy that claimed to know me from high school. Okay?
Okay.
From our high school, because we went to high school together up until year 10.
Yes, we did.
So basically he said, hey man, I know you from high school. We used to be mates in high school. Now,
it's a bit sus.
It is a bit sus. But he started naming some people that he knew in our year. So I'm pretty sure he was legit. But problem was, Lindsay, I had no freaking idea who this guy was. No idea.
No idea.
No idea. I was like, all right, I believe you. Maybe I know him through somewhere else. And I uttered the question that I promised I would never utter in my life. I came in real close to him, real close like this.
No, I don't.
I came real close like this. I said,
yeah, yeah. What'd you say?
Did you go to Scouts? Did you, were you part of the Scout Brotherhood? Just shh.
Troop 135, Oakville First.
Did you go to Jamboree? Is that how we know each other?
It's like, are we Scout Brothers?
Are we blood brothers for life? Don't you dare raise your voice about this. You know what he said?
He goes, have you got my woggle?
Lindsay, he did not have my woggle.
Michael, I haven't got many awards lately.
Oh, that's a pity.
It is a bit of a pity.
What do you mean lately? I don't really remember.
Well, back at high school, you know, I'd get like awards for doing things and achieving things. Like,
don't really remember that happening.
Well, you know,
at all.
Participation awards, they still count.
All right, okay.
Or, you know, sometimes, look, one time I won the cross country.
Really?
Yeah, I got an award for that.
I don't know why I don't remember that. Oh, probably because I don't care.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Michael. I've been going through a bit of a dry spot lately where I haven't got many awards. I feel unappreciated.
Enough. Well, that's not good, is it? You got to feel appreciated. I understand that.
Yeah, you got to have some kind of value to you.
Okay, right.
And I'm thinking, you know what? I've done things that deserve recognition.
Sure, everyone has.
Yeah, little things. And they don't have to be big achievements. They can be small things. So I'm going to introduce something new.
Okay. I've
come up with an idea called a life medal. Basically, the concept is you do something small, but you don't get recognized for it. We here at Snitch and Linge will recognize you for your great deed. It can be small, can be silly, but has to have some kind of value to it.
All right. So, like, for example, what would you be getting a life medal for?
Okay. Here's an example. It's a bit of a silly one, but here we go.
All right.
I have Mario on my 3DS. I've almost finished it completely. I feel that deserves some kind of medal.
Life medal for you.
That should be a life medal.
That's a life medal.
That is a life medal.
Okay.
Okay. Have you got one?
Dude, the other day, I opened this really hard jar of jam.
Oh!
It took me like 3 minutes. I had to run it under the water, but I got it open.
I got news for you, Michael.
Yeah?
Taking home the gold. You got the medal. You got the life medal.
Life medal?
Life medal. Life medal for you, Michael. Life medal.
Or
if I had a life medal, I'd give you one right now, but.
You don't have them yet?
I don't have them yet. I have them on order.
Are you saying that we're going to have to wait till next week before we can start handing these things out?
We're going to have to start, but I think we can only do one per podcast.
All right. Well,
otherwise, if we just hand them out willy-nilly, they'll lose their value.
Yeah.
Okay?
There'll be a surplus of life medals. Nobody's going to want one.
There'll be no value to them. So, I propose there's only going to be one life medal per podcast.
Okay. This is good.
This is good.
I like this.
I think it's a good idea. I think I get recognized. You get recognized.
And
for which one?
Who else needs to get recognized, Lindsay?
The people, Michael.
The people?
The fans of Snitch and Lins.
The people out there of the podcast.
They need to be recognized
mm.
for their small deeds.
How are they going to get recognized for it? I mean, how do we know what they're doing?
Good question, Michael. We have a system set up for this.
Oh, good. I'm glad you have one set up.
The Facebook page will now be utilized.
Ah, the old Facebook.
It hasn't been given much love lately,
no.
But
jump on there, facebook.com/snitchandlins.
Tell us what you deserve a life medal for.
What have you done in your life that you have not been recognized for that you need to be recognized for? We don't want a want, we want a need.
It can be something small.
Can we get them though? You and I.
I feel like only one of us can get them per show.
All right, so we're going to hand out one life medal, one to either you and me, and one to a listener.
Yes.
Life medals from next week, people.
Stay tuned. Watch this space.
Facebook page.
Life medals.
Snitch and Lens. Anything else you want to say?
Podcast.
Lens, I've got a friend that's recently had a baby.
Kudos, Michael. Kudos.
Sorry, what are you saying kudos to me for? It's her kid.
Well, you know, how much does it weigh? What kind of kid is it?
Well, this is the question, Lindsay.
This is
the question.
No, oh my.
What do you ask when someone has a kid?
I know.
What are the questions?
I know the questions. There's three questions.
Okay, what are they?
It's, what sex is it?
Well, that's always a good one to start with, I suppose.
Yeah. How much does it weigh?
How are we meant to know what the average weight of a kid is? I've got no idea.
This is a good question.
If someone
this
came
is
up and
said,
a
very good question, Michael.
My kid's 60 kilos, I'd be like, all right, cool.
No, they're not measured in kilos. They're measured in, like,
ounces?
Pounds.
Ounces, pounds?
Ounces and pounds and something like that.
Really?
It's like 5 pounds is 6 ounces. I'm just like,
isn't that cool. How you measure potatoes?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't think I've heard a kid. Is it? I'm pretty sure it's in kilos.
I really don't think it is.
Really? It's in pounds.
I think it is.
Well, there you go. This is the problem, Lindsay, because our friends are now at the age, and we're actually at the age, where some people are starting to have kids.
Yeah.
We're 24, 25.
But even if they are in, like, kilograms.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Is that meant to be good or bad?
What's
or
a good baby? The honest man does not know.
No. And, I mean, the other one is, you know, you're going to say it's cute, aren't you?
Yeah.
But it's a baby. All babies are cute. Not all babies?
Not all babies. You always say that they're cute, but...
Yeah. Well, sometimes you think maybe they're going to grow into being cute.
Like, that is a demon baby.
Yeah, that is... But, thankfully, the one that they had recently, my friend, was very cute.
That's good. Well. That's good.
But it just got... I just didn't know what to do. What do you ask?
And I think you ask the time of birth. I think that's another one.
Really?
I think that's another question. I don't know why.
I've never heard that one before.
Really? Like, what time of the day? Like, how long was the labor? It's those general... There's a time question in there somewhere.
I love that you can ask how long the labor was. It's basically saying, how long were you in extreme pain for before this little demon popped out of you?
It's like 1 hour? Well, that's nothing to Cindy. She was in there for six.
Yeah, exactly. She wins.
She wins. She has a better pregnancy than you.
Yep. Sorry. Your kid is obviously less than mine. This is how parents talk, right?
I have no idea.
Lins man.
Snitch man.
Like every week, we're going to do a little bit of meditation right now.
It's just what I needed. I was feeling really cooped up before I came, but now I realized it's right time for meditation.
All my insides feel like they're in a big knot, and I need something to unknot them.
Well, how much did you drink last night?
Oh, way too much, dude.
Good thing you're coming to meditation.
Yeah, I need a detox my mind.
Yes. Everything.
Detox my mind box.
Body.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
That's what we need.
Let's not even flaff around the bush, Lindsay.
Let's just get into it. Get into the groove. Bond our energies together.
Everyone out there as well. We're looking at you, listeners. We can see you in your cars. Yep. It's not creepy, but whatever.
If you extend your hand out, we will also extend our hand out. And virtually, through the spirit of the world, we will bond.
Yeah, and also if you extend your hand out the window, maybe someone next to you will grab yours out of another car.
I'll give you a high five.
Well, I mean, that's even better.
If
someone gives you a high five, you have permission to not meditate with us.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you may not.
Okay. So
if not, if there's no high fives going on, we should be meditating right now.
I wonder how many star jumps I can do before I throw up. Who thinks it's a good idea to put a scenic route in? What is the scenic room? Michael.
Yes, Lindsay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's weird that I can hear you in my mind.
I must have psychic abilities.
Need to talk a little bit louder. I can't hear you in my mind.
I think I have psychic abilities.
That was too loud. Sometimes I just want to go crazy and mix the color yellow and blue together. Oh, wait, that'd just be green. Never mind.
You know how if dog poo's...
if dog it's a good start.
If dog poo turns white, does my poo turn white?
Yes. I'm leaving now.
Where are you going?
Away.
And that's it for the Snitch Lens podcast for another fortnight. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a long podcast.
It sure has.
So if you've managed to listen through all of this and you're in the outro, you deserve a life medal.
Life medal.
Life medal. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, we didn't have any sound effects. Lindsay's okay.
Improv.
Pretty good. So I'm not putting sound effects in there.
No.
That's way too much hard work.
Oh, man.
I mean, obviously, this is the most underproduced podcast you've ever listened to.
And
with
underfunded.
Our six sketches. It's been great, Dylan, man. I've had a lot of fun. It's been a good afternoon. We'd like to say Happy Easter to everyone as well.
Happy Easter. We're in here on 5:30 on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And Easter Sunday.
Still haven't eaten a chocolate egg yet. So I'm going to have to fill that all in however long I'm awake till tonight.
You fall asleep in the car.
I'm already falling asleep.
Oh,
now.
Come on, Michael. Keep the podcast alive. The fans expect a show.
Can't even talk properly anymore.
Looks like I'm going to have to step in here. Like we like to say every week, spread the love.
Yeah, listen to this.
Oh, my goodness.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
You'll be with us lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Once I was a wonder. Disillusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high.
That's the best bit.
We're going to put that at the end of the podcast.
Oh, is that recording?
I recorded all that.